This is So You Think You Can Dance.
Hello
and welcome to
That's Our Jam.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Tracy.
And this is episode 7/27.
That's my number. That's the number. Oh.
Because
it's my birthday and blah, 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 blah.
That's my anniversary date.
Oh, my gosh.
So there you go.
That's nice. This better be a freaking good episode then.
Oh, yeah. It will be.
Well, we're going to start off this episode like we do with all the episodes. Jenny, how do you feel today as a mother of one child?
My word for today is invincible.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I've just gone in a different direction with my feelings. I just feel like being a mom makes you invincible in some ways. And, like, you have to, like, step up to the plate on a lot of things. So, like, you have to, like, be able to manage your emotions and, like, manage your schedule and all that stuff. And you, like, balance so many things. And, you know, I think that especially with all that's going on in the world right now, you just have to be a little bit invincible as a mom. And I feel like that. All the moms in the world are banding together as an invincible team.
It's true.
So that's how I feel.
Great.
Talk to me tomorrow, though, because Evie's teething. So.
Right. TBD.
TBD.
If I was invincible. Those aren't the lyrics. It's invincible.
How could I get it wrong? I made it up. That's a Kimmy Schmidt quote. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Cool. Jenny, it's July.
Sure is.
No, it's not. Jenny, it's June. Oh.
Sure is. It's almost July.
It's almost July. But you know,
wait.
The one thing it is.
This episode comes out on June 27th. How auspicious.
Guys.
That's so nice.
Guys, I'm telling you, this is going to be a great episode. This is my favorite episode.
That's amazing.
We're in the midst of summer, either way, whatever date it is.
Yeah.
And there's one thing I like. It's summer television.
Ugh, bless.
You know what always reminds me of summer television?
What?
There are a couple things, but one of the things is So You Think You Can Dance. Guys.
What a great program.
It's near and dear to my heart. The 15th season is currently on right now.
Oh, my God.
They jam-packed 2 seasons in 1 year one time, so it's technically been on for 14 years.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
The first season was kind of like bleh, because nobody really watched it. It had a different host. But every summer, always, I was like, can't wait for So You Think to start.
So I didn't realize it was on for so long.
Mm-hmm.
It's like nearly half of our lives.
Ellen DeGeneres' show has been on for 15 seasons, to put it in perspective.
That's so crazy.
But yeah, so it's one thing that I have always looked forward to.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of obsessed with it.
It doesn't surprise me.
I've gone to like the live shows. I've waited by the stage door for a lot of them.
I love that so much.
But it just reminds me of summer.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm currently watching right now.
Oh, I've seen some of the clips online because I have a cousin. Hey, Megan, you don't listen to this, but... She's got better things to do, but she's really into dance. You're friends with the wrong Paluzzi, basically.
Yeah, can I?
Yeah, you can be friends with her.
Cool.
She's cooler than me anyways, but she keeps posting like clips from the show, and I'm V into it.
Well, if you ever want like a highlight reel,
yeah.
I will be happy to go.
Just like the time you made a Hamill reel?
Yeah.
Great.
I can break it down by season.
Yeah, I would like that.
Have you seen the one where Twitch dances with a special guest?
You showed that to me.
May not be my boss.
Yes.
Anyways, it's very summery for me.
Yeah.
Another summer thing for me is you can't relate to this at all.
Oh, God.
So maybe I'll skip it. But where are my Bachelorette fans at?
Yeah, no.
Guys.
It's not for me. I'm going to go get a drink of water.
It's such a sociological experiment. Is that the word I'm looking for?
How many episodes? I mean, how many seasons is it?
I mean, I don't know the exact seasons, but like Bachelor is at least 20, 22. It's currently The Bachelorette. And then they have Bachelor in Paradise, which is another summer show. Before that, they had Bachelor Pad. Bachelor Pad and Bachelor in Paradise include rejected contestants.
Bummer. I mean, I guess I get a second chance.
Yeah.
So Bachelorette is right now.
Yeah.
Where there's a girl and a bunch of dudes.
Correct.
I'd be more into that than the other way around.
You know, they each have their own, like, there's way more drama with girls.
Sure.
So
makes sense. It's like more entertaining.
Yeah, it's more entertaining. And sometimes the guys are duds. Like, this group is like meh.
Yeah, like they're pretty but dumb.
Pretty dumb, am I right? The other episode, this guy was like, the earth is flat. And everybody was like, are you joking me? One of them actually did like a Jim Halpert look into the camera. Like,
was like, he joking? Straight down,
no, I don't know. He could be. Who knows what is real?
Yeah, that's true. Reality television.
But anyways, then there are also shows that I have just been watching in the summer that aren't necessarily summer shows.
Sure. Good to catch up on in the summer shows.
Yes. Do you have any of those?
I mean, I definitely like to catch up on like comedies in the summer because the way that we consume TV nowadays, like I feel like binging is my jam. Mm-hmm. So for example, like I'm way behind on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to watch them back to back because it's so short.
Mm-hmm.
So I am binging that right now. And like last, because all this, like the seasons of Good Place are short, like I kind of want to re-binge those.
You need to watch new programs first.
I know. Don't yell at me. You know what reminds me of summer? Shark Week.
Wow. You know? Guys, this girl loves her Shark Week.
I love Shark Week.
She loves the shark.
Will admit, I did not watch it last year after the Megalodon.
Sure. No idea. What's
the word for like a documentary that's fake? Do you know what I mean? Like a mockumentary?
Mockumentary.
Quite the right word because it was not like supposed to be funny. Anyways, the point is not funny, but like it wasn't clear that it was not real. And so like a lot of people watched it and were like, what? It was kind of like Blair Witchy at the end. Like,
oh,
you know what I mean?
Like, interesting.
Anyways, the point is like it's gone a little bit of downhill since TV reality.
Sure,
TV has come
sure.
In. People are not interested in educational programs, but there's this guy that is always on that always like is in South Africa looking at the jumping great whites, and I just love him, and I'll always watch his programs.
Yeah,
that's soon probably. I need to look up on it.
It's in July, right? Usually.
Usually it's in July.
And yeah. Don't they usually like have a host?
Yeah, and they like kind of like sometimes they have a theme. Like
yeah.
I mean,
what's the
sharks,
theme?
But like sometimes the theme is like conservation or like big sharks or like,
sure,
you know, U.S. beaches or whatever. Anyways, a couple of years ago, they did like jumping sharks was like the theme.
Jumping sharks. Because
you know what? Great white sharks are not the only sharks out there.
They're
you
not.
Got your lemon shark.
You got your hammerhead sharks.
You got your sand shark.
You got your
nurse, bull, tiger.
I'm out of sharks. TBH.
A lot of sharks out there.
Well, I've never actually watched Shark Week.
Oh, it's so good. I mean, you'd probably hate it, but I love it.
I don't know if I would hate it. I mean, just wouldn't just be interested in it.
Listen,
I love an educational program.
Sure, sure. I mean, it's a lot of shark programming.
You know what I've been watching a lot of lately?
What?
Which, a lot of parts unknown. But I like that show anyways. It's just I was going to watch it because it was expiring on Netflix and then the whole thing happened and then they extended it. So now I stopped binging it.
I do like to watch in the summer. I like to watch food shows.
Have you seen Chef's Table, the new season?
No, I have not. Here's the thing about me.
Oh, well.
I like Chef's Table. But
that's not a competition show.
No. A thing about me is that I strike a hard balance between like I have much more of an Anthony Bourdain view of food, which is like community and like I love to eat and like that piece of it, rather than like this is an art. And so like
I don't
particularly like, because people all the time are like, you're a foodie, like where do you eat out? But like I prefer to cook for myself. So like although I think that those people are artists for sure and like have really great skills and stuff, like I am not particularly interested in like, it's kind of the same reason I don't really like obsess over bakers, because I think it looks more art,
interesting,
like high art, as opposed to I'm like down in like the Instagram worthy food. Does that make sense?
Which is so funny because I was literally about to be like, the first episode of this, the new season of Chef's Table, is Christina Tosi of Milk Bar. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
But
I still am interested in it. It's not.
The thing I like about Chef's Table is they give you a story behind the chef.
Yes. I find that very interesting. Like, yeah. My favorite episode was the one they did on Dan Barber. And like.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
crazy.
That to me is like my jam.
The M. Naka one.
I've seen it.
I think that's like the first episode of something. It's the woman who runs M. Naka. It's N. Naka or M. Naka? I don't remember. It's a sushi place here in Los Angeles, but she had like a tough life.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think they're really interesting. I just, you know, prefer to eat the food. Anyways. Yes. I like to watch summer. Like, I just like to watch I like to watch people. I don't know how to just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Great.
Speaking of Chef's Table and Netflix, obviously it just came back, y'all. Queer Eye. Did you know they shot season 1 and 2 back to back?
I suspected that they did because Jonathan was talking about how they were trying to keep all season 1, like, keep it under wraps.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that was already, like, it was already filmed.
Yeah. Well,
now they're just releasing it.
Let me tell you, I didn't even want to start it because I didn't want it to end.
I haven't started it for exactly that reason.
But.
Afraid I'm gonna binge it by
I had to force myself to stop after the second episode, but the first episode, one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah,
it's a woman.
Oh,
and that's all I'm gonna say.
Cry for the straight girl.
Yeah, she is. Oh, guys, if you're listening and you've watched it, you know she's great. It really moves you.
I cried multiple times.
I
can't wait.
Speaking I cried.
Did you see what's his, I mean, this is old news, but what's his face is engaged?
Avi. Mm-hmm. Karamo.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dating for like 8 years.
I know. So sweet. Everyone go follow all of them on Instagram.
Yeah.
If your heart is a little heavy right now, you need a Queer Eye in your life.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
What a summer show, man.
Ugh. And then all the other shows that are coming back. Orange is coming back.
Oh, really?
At the end of July, maybe.
Kimmy just came back.
The Affair just came back.
Younger just came back.
Younger.
I'm dying. That's a perfect example of a binge show that, like, I'm having a hard time watching live because I just want to binge it because it's so short.
Yeah.
But, like, I also need to know what's happening.
That Hilary Duff. That pregnant Hilary Duff.
I just love her. She's everything to me. Also Sutton. But
yeah.
Also everyone on the show.
Yeah.
Shout out to Olivia Benson's husband.
I was just talking about him today with my coworkers because, like, my one coworker, like, could not get over how hot he is.
He is so hot.
If you ran into him and the guy who plays Josh at a bar, who would you go for?
Well, probably him.
Yeah.
Because, like, now I'm an adult and I feel like Josh looks like he's tiny.
He's also, he's more.
I mean, am I talking, like, to date or to sleep with?
Oh, well, you can answer both of those questions.
To sleep with Josh. Like, if I'm looking for a
one. Really?
Yeah. His tattoos get me. Are they real?
Not all of them are. Mm. But he does have tattoos.
Love tattoos on a man. Or a woman. But, you know. More interested in sexually gathering a man. What? I gotta go. But, like, to, like, date and, like, take around and be my arm candy, definitely.
Oh, my gosh. He's such a good-looking fellow.
Yes. And, like, respectable looking.
Yeah.
Like, so
my coworker was like, he's such a good husband. And I was like, what are you basing that off of? She's like, the photos. I was like, of him and Mariska?
You can just tell by the way that they pose for the camera.
That he's a good husband.
He's a really good husband.
Like, okay. I mean, he probably is.
I definitely think he is.
He's 100%
a loser.
No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't have that.
Shit.
No. This is what she does. This is what Mariska Hargitay does. She goes to work, hangs out with her family, goes to Hamilton.
Yeah.
Lather, rinse, repeat.
Yeah. 100.
How did we get here? Summer shows.
Summer shows. Also, everyone binge SVU. Bye. And now it's time for.
Oh, we didn't do it.
I'm not going to do it.
I kind of miss it.
Hate it or love it.
Thank you.
No problem. Speaking of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about, like, some summer activities.
Summer activities.
Summer
loving had me a blast. Summer loving happen so fast.
Should we like? I've done that. Should a bop bop?
Should a bop bop? Should we bop bop go back to the karaoke?
Yeah, immediately. Gotta go. Okay. Mikey did it. It was great.
Mikey, your brother, or no, Mike Marsoup?
Mike Marsoup, not Mikey, my brother. Although me and my brother would also make a great team on that. Anyways, this is not the point. Summer activities, karaoke.
Yeah.
Tracy, you want me to go first?
Or yes, please. Okay, great. Summer activities.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. And away we go. Catching fireflies.
Hate it.
Drive-in movies.
Love it.
Going to the pool.
Hate it.
Summer reading. Like at the library.
I mean, hate it, but it's only because I don't go to the library, I'm against reading.
Sure. Campfires.
Love it.
I put that on there specifically.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did. It was a targeted attack.
It was definitely a targeted trigger warning.
It's not that I don't. It's not that I don't like going to the pool. Like, I'll sit by the pool.
Why don't you like swimming? This is an intervention.
This is. I don't know. All of it, just the idea of sharing.
What if it was water? Like, okay, what if it was your... What if it was like our friend Kim's house? Like, it's a pool that you know the only people that go in it. It's not a public pool. You know what I mean?
It's not like I've never been in a pool.
I know, but how could you not like it?
It's not that I don't like it. I don't really take baths.
I don't like baths, but it's too hot. But I love a pool. I love the pool.
I don't hate pools. I don't hate pools. I just prefer to not.
But if someone was like, hey, we're going to go to the beach / pool today, like, you would not be interested.
I'd see what I was doing, and then if there's anything else that I...
Guys, are people out there not liking pools? Can you tweet us?
No one's listening to this.
No, I don't think anybody is. Can you just tweet us and let us know you're there? Does anyone get this far on these?
That's so sad.
Guys, it is 2018, and you can put a heart into somebody from another person. Why can't I tell how many people are listening to my podcast?
I think we can. It's just
Apple is the worst. You hear that, Apple? You're the worst.
All right, my turn.
Great, I'm ready.
And away we go. Making s'mores.
Love it.
Swimming in lakes.
Love it.
Road trips.
Ugh, love it.
Sandcastle making.
Hate it.
Jet skiing.
Never been, but hate it, and here's why.
Oh, wow. How could you hate jet skiing?
Have you been jet skiing?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I love jet skiing.
Are you being a bullshitter?
I am.
So I don't think that I would hear. Okay, number one, jet skiing is a waste of energy and fuel,
but it's fun for people.
I don't care.
Okay,
that.
I beg to differ on your
number two
theory there.
Number two, I am deathly afraid of sharks, even though I love them and respect them. And I'm just afraid that I would fall
if you're
off
in a lake.
Sure, fine. But I'm afraid of open ocean sports because I'm afraid that if I fell in and someone had to come around and retrieve me.
So you're telling me if you were, what about a boat?
Boats are a little, I feel like I'd much less likely to fall off a boat than a jet ski. Again, I've never been on a jet ski, so maybe that's false. But I've seen too many movies.
Where people, I've seen like, too many movies.
Fall off the jet ski and then like someone has to come around and get them. And then like.
What movies are you watching?
I'm very afraid of sharks. What was the one before that?
Sandcastle making.
As you know, I don't know if our readers? No. I don't know if our listeners know this, but I hate the feeling of flour.
It's true.
It's like a deep-seated phobia situation. It's
true.
I feel the same about really fine sand. Like, that's the same thing. So even though I love the beach, I hate the feeling of sand. It really skeeves me right out. So I don't like to build sandcastles unless the sand is like.
What if Evie was like, Mom, I want to make a sandcastle?
Oh, I definitely would do it with her. It's the same way that I like make pizza dough from scratch with my hands, but I wouldn't enjoy it.
Right.
I mean, wet sand is different. It's dry sand that really grosses me out. So.
Oh, interesting.
You know, because it's the same thing with flour. Like,
you can't go to like the Sahara.
No, no, I really, it's making me feel uncomfortable talking about this.
Wow.
I really don't like sand. Or.
All right.
Powdered sugar, powder. So
I shouldn't take this
like powdered things.
Big bag of powdered sugar out.
Please don't.
And flour.
Really upsets me.
Sand.
Yeah, if you wanted to torture me, I think that's the way to do it.
Well, good to know.
That was great. Fireflies for life. We don't have those here, you know?
I'm not really big into bugs.
Mm, fair.
I mean, it all tracks. No yeah, bugs.
It's very on brand.
No outdoorsy stuff. I mean, I like being outside.
Sure.
But, like, an activity that includes bugs does not appealing. Yeah. Guys, listen. Surprise, surprise. My jam this week is a podcast.
I don't think you don't know how to not do a podcast.
The thing is like, I listen to the same podcasts. But whenever there's a jam that comes up, I just happen to, like, maybe listen to a new one.
Sure, 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 sure.
My point is, my podcast jam of this week is Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness of Queer Eye.
I love him so much. His podcast is everything.
His voice is so soothing to me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I just want to feel like a warm hug, that's what I want to listen to.
Have you listened to the Bees episode?
I haven't yet.
It's really good.
It's right there. So basically, the premise is, it's called Getting Curious, and each episode covers a different topic. So, for instance, like you said, bees. So the episode title of the bees one is How Can We Be Less Rude to Bees with Professor James Nye. So he has an expert in whatever topic it is, and he answers whatever questions Jonathan has about that topic. So, for instance, for the bees, he asks them about the diseases that are killing the bees and what role bees play in bringing us almonds and blah, blah, blah.
It was so good.
But what I love are, like, the titles of these, and it's just so funny. Like, the one of the last ones was British English and American English. What's the diff?
Oh my God, I love him.
Is Saudi Arabia cute now? With Professor James Galvin. Who is the Beyonce of Renaissance art?
That's a great question.
But he interviews a lot of people, including a lot of some of the Queer Eye guys. And it's very exciting. And I just love him so much. He's really smart.
He's really smart and he asks really good questions.
Yeah. And explains it in a way that you're, like, interested, but also, like, in layman's terms. And y'all should listen to it on your wherever you get podcasts are sold.
Yeah.
This is free, as are most podcasts, as are all podcasts. Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness.
And they're so diverse in their discussions.
Yes, like gender bias in film scoring.
Like this
What's
one.
Her story?
Mass extinction. What's her story? Like, these are great. I listened to the first one and I know this is your jam, but
no, please.
Into it.
It's the world's jam.
Listened to the first one. I was like, not the first episode, but the first one I listened to, I was like, oh, it's probably going to be like something I don't like. It's probably going to be too much. Like, he's like, you know, he's a bit much. It can be a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listened to one and was like, no, this is actually amazing.
Yeah.
He's very smart and, like, asks really super good smart questions. I love him.
Yeah, end. He's great.
That's a great jam.
Thank you so much. What's your jam, Jenny?
My jam is the ACLU. I just, you know, I couldn't go an ep without talking about the children. Everybody should know or does know what's happening with them. But the ACLU, as always, is stepping in and being a hero. When I don't know if people know this, but when I don't know if you probably know this. When I was in college, I interned at the ACLU my senior year,
mm-hmm.
Of Massachusetts. And I, like, learned all about what they were doing. And I obviously continue to be a member. And I just want to say shout out to them, and you're the best.
And obviously we'll provide a link where you can donate.
Yes. Keep families together, folks.
God, our world is trash.
Yep.
No, our country is trash.
Our country is trash. Everybody go watch Queer Eye.
Our world is trash. Watch Queer Eye.
That's, yeah.
Our world is trash. Be a better person. Watch Queer Eye.
Queer Eye. Correct.
Great.
The end. Bye.
Jenny. Episode 27, I'm telling you.
It's the magic episode.
It's the magic episode.
The magic hour.
But it's done.
It is. That's true. What?
That's true.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening. And thanks to Megan Roy, who did our illustrations. You can find her at megan-roy.com.
Thanks to Steve for making our music. We love you. Get the internet.
And you can check us out at... or you can go to Twitter.
We're at That's Our Jam.
Or Gmail us. Gmail us?
That was the funniest thing you've ever said.
Oh, no.
Guys.
Gmail us. Guys, AOL us if you can.
Guys, AOL us immediately.
Maybe Juno.com us. At thatsourjampodcast@gmail.com.
Let us know what you want us to eat for the culinary. What's it called? A cliffhanger cuisine. What? We're doing a cliffhanger cuisine for the next ep. So let us know what kind of food you want us to eat. You can find me on Garlic My Soul at Garlic My Soul on Instagram or garlicmysoul.com.
And you can find me at cookiesandsangria.com or cookiesangria on Twitter. And guys, thank you so much for listening. Major preesh.
We really appreciate you. We know you have a lot of options.
And including Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness. But we appreciate that you took the time out to listen to us.
Yeah. And if you like us.
Rate us.
Online. At iTunes. Or
at iTunes.com. iTunes.net.
iTunes.gmail.tk. That's a deep cut. Don't worry about it. Oh, we gotta go, guys.
Okay.
Bye.